The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You are listening to the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, and this is your host, Sandra Thomas-Cominell. Welcome to the Definition Minute, a new subset of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast. In these mini episodes, I will define economic theories in a minute or two. The topics will be review, introductory, or discrete in nature. In this episode, we are considering the sample selection bias. Sample selection bias is a systematic error caused by choosing non-random data for statistical and qualitative analysis. The bias exists due to a flaw in the sample selection process, where a subset of the data is excluded due to a particular attribute, sampling technique, or even geographic location, resulting in a biased sample, defined as a statistical sample of a population in which all participants are not equally balanced or objectively represented. The exclusion of the subset can influence the statistical significance and produces distorted results. A classic example of a biased sample and the misleading results it produced occurred in 1936. In the early days of opinion polling, the American Literary Digest magazine collected over 2 million postal surveys and predicted that the Republican candidate in the U.S. presidential election, Alf Landon, would beat the incumbent president, Franklin Roosevelt, by a large margin. The Literary Digest survey represented a sample collected from readers of the magazine, supplemented by records of registered automobile owners and telephone users. This sample included an overrepresentation of individuals who were rich, who, as a group, were more likely to vote for the Republican candidate. In contrast, a poll of only 50,000 citizens selected by George Gallup's organization successfully predicted the result, leading to the popularity of the Gallup poll. Thank you for listening to Definition Minute, a subset of Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast. If you are enjoying this podcast, give me a shout out. Like it, share it, follow it, and review it. Also, if you enjoy my style but want to learn more about travel destinations, you are in luck. I just launched a new travel podcast, The Hub and Spoken Travel Show. Check it out on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or online at www.hubandspokentravelshow.com.